And now our drama starring Maxine Peake. Backtrack.
Backtrack by Jill Higham, with Maxine Peake as Jan and Joseph Kloska as Fizz.
Jan!
Oh, Matt, there you are.
Sorry I'm late.
I've given you up for lost.
Oh, I had a bit of trouble with one of my clients.
Clients? It makes you sound like a solicitor or a bank manager. What were they called before political correctness was invented?
Down and out, I suppose.
Ooh, must be something between that and clients.
People, perhaps?
One of our people. That sounds even worse. Like a senior civil servant.
Yeah, or royalty. Oh, part of the usual, please, Joe. Another one for you, Joe.
No, thanks, I'm driving.
You're looking well?
You're looking tired?
I'll take a break sometime.
That's what you always say. Well, you managed to get some time off during the bank holiday.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Are you doing anything that weekend?
Well, nothing planned. Why?
I was wondering if you could give us a hand on the work front again.
Oh, and I thought you were about to suggest a weekend in Brighton.
No such luck.
And with what?
We're running another temporary centre for the homeless, me and Molly, my assistant.
I remember her.
We've got the loan of a warehouse. Now, it'll be the same sort of thing we did at Christmas. Somewhere they can go, take a shower, pick up some clothes, get a square meal, but most of all, have a bit of company. Christmas isn't the only time people are lonely.
No.
Oh, ta, mate. There you go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah. Are you still seeing...
Alec? Yes. He's taking his wife and kids to California for 3 weeks, so, yeah, fine. Count me in for the bank holiday.
Oh, great. Would you mind doing the night shifts again?
Same sort of thing as before. Just keeping an eye on them?
Yes. Oh, and it'll be your job to frisk the late comers.
Oh, I didn't do that last time.
No. Well, we decide it's better done by the women helpers, less threatening.
Well, that rather depends on the woman, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's why I thought you and Molly would be ideal for the job.
I have often walked.
Oh, here comes trouble. I'll cope with him, Jan. He's one of our regulars. Hello, Mr. Sykes.
Hello, young lady.
And there's someone else crossing the road. Looks like he's heading this way. Oh, yes, that's young Fizz. He's a quiet young fellow, won't be any trouble.
I hope not. I still feel awkward about searching them. It seems such...
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You look like you'd seen a ghost.
For a moment, I thought I had. He looks like someone I used to know.
If it isn't the ravishing Molly waiting to greet me.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
In Lublin's fair city, where the girls...
Mr. Sykes, stop! Keep your voice down, Pavarotti. Some people are trying to get some shut-eye in there. Mr. Sykes, is that a bottle that I see in your pocket?
Get your hands up.
Mr. Sykes! Good evening.
I'm not too late.
No, we stay open all night.
Go in there, do I?
Yeah. But I'm afraid I'll have to search you first.
What?
Oh, just to make sure you've no knives or bottles or anything else.
I've got a knife.
I'd better take it. Well, don't worry, you'll get it back when you leave.
It'll be okay then, will it, if I slit someone's throat?
Oh, I wouldn't recommend it. Thanks. Do you mind if I look in your rucksack?
Go ahead. It's only clothes, isn't it?
And these pills?
I'm not a druggie, if that's what you're thinking. They're for my nerves.
That's all right, then. Ah, book.
Is that forbidden, too?
Of course not. Oh, it's poetry.
Leave it.
I said leave it. Oh, hello there, Fizz. So, you decided to give it a try?
Oh, I need some more jeans.
I'm sure we can fix you up. It's the large sizes we're short of.
Can I go in now, or do I have to strip?
Why not? Give us all a thrill. Oh, hey, you there. You're not allowed to bring your dog in.
I'm
sorry, love, but it's regulations. Come on, there's some kennels round the side.
Have you finished with me, then?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry about the book.
I didn't mean to be intrusive.
It's okay. It's just something personal.
Jan, thought you might like a coffee.
Oh, Matt, thanks.
How's it going?
A couple of scuffles. Molly sorted them out. And one old guy had a nightmare.
No one's set fire to their mattress?
Not yet. I'm surprised they're still allowed to smoke.
Oh, we turn a blind eye. Well, they've precious little house. Did you ever see a homeless person whose hands weren't nicotine stained?
Matt, that boy called Fizz, you know, the one with the long dark hair?
Yeah.
You know him, do you?
I see him on the soup round occasionally. Why?
Do you know he has a copy of Paul Graves' Golden Treasury?
Just because you're homeless doesn't mean you're illiterate.
I know, but old-fashioned stuff like that, you know, Milton and such.
Perhaps he's an aspiring poet.
Do you know anything about his background?
No. We just deal with the practicalities. Food, clothes. Have they seen a doctor about their cough? We leave the rest to the social workers.
Seems such a waste. Boy like that.
I'm afraid there's loads of them out there. Same story more often than not. Brought up in care or with inadequate parents. End up on remand or on the streets.
He's got scars on his wrists.
That's par for the course, too. Depression, psychiatric problems. Coffee all right?
Oh, yes, thanks.
How's your life these days? Still doing temp work?
Yes.
Another waste?
What is?
You. Anonymous jobs in anonymous offices.
Some are quite fun.
Don't you ever think of finding something more permanent?
No, it suits me. I don't like being tied down.
Oh. Is that why you have a relationship with a married man? No need for commitment.
I wouldn't have volunteered for this if I'd known you were going to interrogate me all night.
All right, I'm sorry. None of my business.
Anyway, there's such a thing as overcommitment. Look at you, married to your job, working
hours. You're something like Cass. Oh, when she walked out, she told me I was too bloody concerned with other people's problems to notice the ones under my own nose. Yeah, all right, I guess she was right.
You've no children?
No. She didn't want any kids. What about you? Don't you want them?
I've left it a bit late now. 36.
There's still time.
Anyway, why would I want a child? They're the biggest commitment of all, aren't they?
Hello, what's going on there? Someone's going walkabout.
No, it's Fizz. He's going outside.
Look, go and have a chat with him, will you? See if he's okay. I'll keep a lookout here. Oh, here. Some fags. They help to break the ice.
You all right, Fizz?
Yeah. Just need some air.
Couldn't you sleep?
Well, if that lot snoring and belching, it's worse than the hostel.
Would you like a cigarette?
No, I don't smoke.
Oh.
Don't want to end up coughing my guts out like them in there.
So much for that. Matt thought you might like one.
That's do-gooders for you. Save you from starving, give you lung cancer instead.
You know, he's not like that.
Yeah, he's all right. You work for him, do you?
No, I'm just a volunteer. Someone with nothing better to do over the holiday.
Perhaps I will have a couple of those fags. They're useful for bartering.
Help yourself.
Might as well take three. Thanks.
How come they call you Fizz?
Because of my sparkling personality. No, it's short for my real name.
What's that?
Frank Izzard.
Oh, I see. Izzard? That's an unusual name. What part of the country do you come from?
I was brought up in different places. Lambeth, Southwark, Wandsworth.
Your parents were Londoners then?
Oh, they weren't my parents. I was adopted.
When? I mean, as a baby?
The minute I was born. My mother couldn't wait to get rid of me.
Perhaps she didn't have any choice. She may have thought she was doing the best for you.
Oh, yes, some best.
Why? Didn't you like your adoptive parents?
Didn't get much chance to find out. They split up when I was three and I was put in care.
Oh, no.
I'm going in now. See ya.
See ya.
Oh. thank God you're all right. I was worried sick.
Why, what?
Heard you calling out, screaming more like.
I think I was having a nightmare.
Daymare, you mean? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm working nights at present, so I have to sleep in the day.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to have woken you.
It's just as well you did. I'm on duty in an hour.
Only I thought you were being murdered. What on earth were you dreaming about?
I can't remember. Mr. Sykes, that's enough. Settle down now.
Only if you'll come and tuck me in.
Hello, Jan. How's the toilet queue?
Still halfway around the block.
Most of them have prostate problems, poor old sods.
I haven't seen that boy Fizz this evening.
Oh, he pushed off this morning once he'd got some jeans. I don't think this was his scene. He's a loner, that one.
Do you know where he hangs out? Only I've got something of his I should have returned.
What? Leave it with me or Matt. We'll probably see him on the next soup round. Or he may call in at the office.
No, I'd rather give it to him myself.
Molly!
I'd better go and see to Mr. Sykes.
So if you could just tell me where I'm likely to find him.
Can you spare any change? Have you got any change to spare? Oh, thank you, miss. That's very kind of...
Hello, Fizz.
What are you doing?
Hoping to see you. Molly said I might find you here. You left your knife behind.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I'd bring
it
along.
Don't give it to me now. There's a policeman over there.
Well, perhaps we could have a cup of coffee somewhere.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll pay for your time. I wrapped it up. Here.
Oh, careful. They'll think you're a dealer. Thanks.
Why'd you carry a knife?
For peeling apples. Well, it's true, I like apples.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I hate doctors.
I used to enjoy peeling apples as a child. I'd say how long a piece of skin I could peel before it broke.
I still do that. Granddad taught me.
You knew your granddad then?
He wasn't really my granddad, I just called him that. He liked it.
Who was he?
An old guy who lodged next door at one of my foster homes. He taught me things.
What sort of things?
General knowledge. Alfred the Great burning his cakes. Robert Bruce and the spider. He used to take me to the library, help me choose books. And he taught me words with more than four letters.
Oh, I'd noticed. Are you still in touch with him?
Only in my head. He died.
Oh, when you were still living there?
Yeah. He had a stroke. They dumped him in this geriatric place. It was horrible. I used to visit him, read him bits out of the newspaper, and sometimes poems.
Was that his book, The Golden Treasury?
Yes. He left it me.
Sounds as if he'd left you a lot else besides.
I can't stay much longer. This is the best time.
I said I'd pay you.
I don't want your money. Anyway, you already gave me £2.
Well, next time, I'll bring you some apples.
Next time?
Well, if I happen to be passing this way.
Oh, that was great. You realise it's been over 3 weeks?
Yes.
I missed you. Did you miss me? Were you too busy with your homeless friends?
It was pretty exhausting.
Not as exhausting as Disneyland. God, is that the time? I better get dressed.
What's the excuse this evening?
Dinner with our auditors.
You've really got it to a fine art, haven't you?
What?
Lying. Do you lie to me too?
I don't need to. If I did, there'd be no point in our relationship, wouldn't there?
No.
Where's my tie?
On the dressing table.
Oh, yeah. Who are these? The kids in this snap.
Oh. No one in particular. I was sorting out some old photos.
I didn't think you kept photos, minimalist that you are. Wait a sec, that's you, isn't it? The girl?
It was taken a long time ago. I was still at school.
You were pretty tasty even then. Who's the boy?
Someone I met at a fair.
He looks a bit of a gypsy. Pateley Bridge, 1986.
For heaven's sake, get a move on, Alec, or you'll be late. Tuesday next week? Same as usual? The Golden Delicious. I hope that's okay. The Granny Smiths looked a bit bruised.
Oh, battered grannies. Can't have that. Thanks.
So, what sort of week have you had?
Brilliant. Record sales, should get a fat bonus.
Okay, it's a fatuous question.
Well, it's been quiet. Everyone's away and the tourists are useless. Last 3 hours, I've had €2, a zloty and a button with Proud to be American on.
Can you get work of some sort?
No, no.
Well, I thought you're obviously intelligent.
What's that got to do with anything?
I suppose it's not easy when you don't have an address.
Or references. I've had the odd job, but they never lasted. Even the big issue gave me the push.
Why was that?
Reasons.
But how do you mean?
Hassle with punters, medical problems.
What sort of problems?
Why are you always asking questions?
Because I'm a nosy cow. And because you remind me of me. I first came to London when I was about your age, well, even younger.
Why did you leave home?
The law of the big city, I suppose. I lived in the depths of the country.
How did you make out?
It's tough to begin with. But then I got a job as a waitress, and I found a bedsitter, before they called them studios and doubled the rent. And after that, I went to night school. Did a secretarial course. I couldn't stand waitressing any longer.
Why not?
I got sick of being harassed by dirty old men who thought a lousy tip bought them anything.
Yeah. You're just meat to them.
I suppose it's the same for young men.
And kids. Only you don't get tips when you're a child. Just threats.
Did that happen to you? When you're in care?
No. No, it was one of my so-called foster fathers.
Oh, Fizz. Did you tell anyone?
I tried to, but no one would believe me. No one ever does.
I believe you.
Spare a few pence, love. I haven't eaten all day.
Excuse me. I'm looking for the boy who's usually here. Fizz?
Well, he's moved on. Said I could have his pitch. Can you spare the price of a cup of tea?
Well, do you know he's gone?
He's found himself a squat.
Where?
He did say, but I can't remember. Not offhand.
I'll give you a fiver if you tell me.
It might have been somewhere south of the river.
All right. A tenner, then.
You looking for someone?
Yes, a young man called Fizz.
What?
Oh, sorry, Frank Izzard. I believe he's living here. He moved in recently.
Well, they come and go all the time. I don't know one from the other.
He's about 20, long, dark hair.
Yeah. I seen him go down the basement earlier. Heard a bit of a hullabaloo just now. Look, there's my bus. Must rush. I expect you'll find him down there.
Thanks. Fizz, I'll have you to my... What's the matter? What is it? What's happened?
In there.
What?
A man. I didn't mean to, but he kept... I just saw the knife and...
Oh, no.
I think he might be dead.
Stay there. Don't move. I'll go and see. No, please. Try to keep calm.
Is he?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, no.
It's all right.
All right. I killed him.
Quiet. Do you want the whole street to hear?
I didn't mean to, Jan. I didn't.
Look. You better come with me.
No, you're not taking me to the police. They'll shut me up.
I didn't say anything about the police. Wait here. I'll go and get your things. Are they in your rucksack?
Yeah, but...
And you better put on my Mac. Here. You'll cover the bloodstains.
Oh, my God. I never noticed.
I won't be a minute. Then we must get out of here as soon as possible. My car's parked outside.
Where are we going?
Back to my place. Until we decide what to do. Drink this.
What is it?
Brandy. I think I could do with one too. Right. Now try to tell me exactly what happened. Take your time.
He must have followed me back. I saw him eyeing me at the bus stop. He came down the basement steps after me. He thought I was a rent boy. And when I told him to piss off, he went for me. Knocked me down before I tried to push him off, but he was so strong, I couldn't. Then I saw the knife. It was on the floor nearby. I'd been peeling one of your apples. I only wanted to scare him off, to stop him, but he just laughed. And came at me again, and I never meant to harm him.
I know you didn't.
How come you were there?
I called at your usual spot and found someone else there. She told me where I'd find you. I didn't want to lose touch.
I bet you wish you had now.
No. Perhaps you should take one of your pills.
What?
Your pills. You said they were for your nerves, didn't you?
Oh. Oh, yeah. What's going to happen?
Well, you can't stay here. It's only a matter of time before someone discovers him. And they'll soon find out that you were living there. We must get out of London right away.
We?
Well, people are less likely to recognise you if you're with someone.
No, you don't want to get involved.
I already am.
That bullshit. You had nothing to do with
it. Well, then let's say I feel like a change of air.
I can't make you out.
Oh, that makes two of us. Now, listen. I'm going to leave you here for 5 minutes. I need to get some cash out of the hole in the wall. You better change into your new jeans while I'm gone. Put your old ones in this sack. I'll get rid of them later. When I come back, I'm going to cut your hair.
Well, no one's cutting my hair.
Fizz, there could be pictures of you all over the papers. With a mane like that, you're going to be recognised.
Well, not too much.
I'll be off then. You won't do anything stupid, will you?
Like what?
Try to leave.
Where else would I go?
Sit still. I'll cut your ear. Oh,
you're not cutting too much.
No, just enough.
You've been a hairdresser.
Amongst other things. I did lots of jobs to pay my way through night school. Hairdresser's junior, shop assistant. Even worked in a hospital.
Is that how you knew he was dead?
I guess so. There. Now you can look in the mirror. Oh. Well?
I look like a slone.
Don't be daft. I think we'll pass pretty well, don't you? As mother and son.
You couldn't be my mother. You're far too young.
I could if I'd had you in my teens. Right. I'll go and pack my things, and then we'll be off.
You can't just leave everything.
There's not a lot to leave. I'll scribble a note to my neighbour. She'll keep an eye on things.
What about your work?
And between jobs.
Isn't there anyone who wonder where you are?
I need to write one letter. I can post it on the way out. I've topped up with petrol and bought some groceries. Here, there's some sandwiches for now.
I don't feel like eating.
You may later. I dumped the sack too. There was a refuse tip out the back, so we needn't worry about that anymore.
I still don't get it. Why are you doing all this?
Does there have to be a reason?
People don't do things for nothing.
Some people do.
Like who?
Your granddad, for one. Why don't you try and get some sleep? We've a long drive ahead.
You think I can sleep after what I've done?
Fizz? Fizz, wake up. Hello.
Oh. For a moment, I thought it had all been a dream. What happened? Oh. Where are we?
Yorkshire. The Dales.
Look.
Oh. It's awesome.
I know.
It's so empty. Nothing but hills and sheep.
The perfect place to hide out.
Is this where you used to live?
Well, not far from here, but I haven't been back since I went to London.
You've still got family here?
I don't have any family. Not anymore.
Fell out with them, did you?
Yeah. We'd better get on.
Where will we stay?
Rent a cottage somewhere off the beaten track. There shouldn't be a problem. Not now the holidays are over.
Is there a town anywhere?
Yeah, a few miles on them. Pateley Bridge. Well, this is the living room. And, kitchen through here. Such as it is. The farmer warmer is pretty basic.
Well, it's 4-star after what I'm used to.
Let's see what the bedroom's like. Too bad. And there's a shower room next door.
There's only one bed.
Well, we'll have to make do this.
So that's it?
What?
That's what it's all about. Why you were so keen to get me up here.
What on earth?
And why you've been all over me from the start. It's sex, isn't it?
For heaven's sake!
You don't give a sod about me. You're like all the rest.
You know that.
Except you wrap it up in fake sympathy when all you really want's a good...
I suppose you think I conjured up a dead body, too, to lure you up here. I've no feeling of that sort towards you, Fizz. None whatever. There's a sofa bed in the living room. One of us can sleep down there.
I'm sorry. I just don't understand why you should care.
Perhaps you'll understand if I tell you something. I had a baby while I was still at school. He was adopted, like you. I never knew what happened to him. He'd be about your age now. In a strange way, I thought that by helping you, I'd be making it up to him.
Hi, Molly, I'm back.
Hiya.
Had the usual frustrating time with the housing department. Everything okay here?
Well... A police officer called earlier.
Oh, what this time?
It was about that young boy, Fizz. They're trying to trace him.
Why is that?
It seems a man was stabbed at the place he's been squatting.
You mean killed?
No, but he's in intensive care.
And they suspect Fizz?
Apparently. There's no sign of him at the squat or at his usual day place. They thought we might be able to help.
It could be anywhere.
That's what I said. I wonder if Jan Spencer might have some idea where he is.
What makes you think that?
Well, she seemed very interested in the young fella.
Yes?
Obsessed, almost. She asked me if I knew where she could find him.
Look, Molly, leave this with me, yeah? I'll call round her place later.
Right.
I'm afraid I can't help you. Jan's away.
Do you know when she'll be back?
No. Oh, she left me a note and her keys. She said she'd get in touch when her plans were more certain.
Where did she leave?
Yesterday. About this time. She never tried my bell, although I was here. She just pushed the note through. I did see her drive off, though. She was with a young man.
What did he look like?
Slim, dark hair. I thought he might be a relative.
Can you think of anyone who might know where she's gone? It's important I contact her.
Well, I suppose a gentleman friend might know. He visits her regularly.
Would that be Alec?
Oh, you know him too?
Well, she's spoken of him, that's all.
Oh, I've met him several times, just in passing.
Do you know his surname?
Oh, I should do. I've taken messages sometimes. Begins with B. Bowman. That's it. Alec Bowman.
You wouldn't have his phone number?
Oh, sorry. And I dare say his ex-directory is that sort.
Yes, well, I can but try. Cheers.
Wait a minute. I do know where he works. You could ring him there.
I've never been so high up in my life.
And to think I used to scamper up here as a child.
You can see to the ends of the earth.
Yes.
It's like in the Bible, when the devil takes Jesus up to the top of the mountain and shows him all the wonders of the world and says, Oh, I can't remember all the exact words.
All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
Yeah. Are you religious?
Not anymore. I was brought up a strict Methodist. I spent most of my childhood at Sunday school and Bible classes. What about you?
I like singing hymns.
Mm. There's not a hymn I don't know the words of. Those endless services.
There has to be something. Someone to create all this. It's man's the trouble. That's what Grandad used to say. But he had a lot of time for Jesus Christ. I don't know what he'd say if he knew what I'd done. He was dead against violence.
He'd understand.
I should have handed in the knife when they had the amnesty.
I shouldn't have returned it to you.
Why did you?
I wanted an excuse to see you again.
I bet you never thought you'd be here with me now. On the run for murder.
Look, let's just try and forget about it for now.
Forget?
Just for a few days. Pretend we're on holiday with no cares in the world.
Like a bird. Look at that one there.
Hey, careful. Don't go too near the edge. It's a sheer drop. Which one?
That one, below. Flying close to the ground.
I think it's a merlin. Yes. And there. That one up there. That's a peregrine falcon.
How do you know them?
My father was a keen bird watcher. He knew them all.
It must be great to be a bird. Flying up there towards the sky. Hovering overhead. Then swooping down. They seem so free.
Alec Bowman?
Yes. You'll be Matt.
Hi. Hello.
I bagged a booth. Thought it would be quieter. Ordered some wine, is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
They do quite a good pommard. And a light, and then it's not claret.
I'm no connoisseur. Thanks.
Salut.
Cheers.
What's this all about, then? You said on the phone it was something to do with Jan Spencer.
Yes, that's why I rang you at the office rather than at home.
So you know my guilty secret. And where do you fit into her life?
I don't really. She works for me now and then as a volunteer.
So what's the problem?
I need to contact her. I gather she's away. I hoped you could help.
I'm sorry, I haven't got a clue where she's gone. First thing I knew was when I got this cryptic note posted in London before she left.
She hadn't mentioned going away before.
What a peep. Frankly, she's been behaving a bit oddly lately. Preoccupied. I half wondered if her letter might be a subtle attempt at a Dear John.
You don't seem to mind that too much.
Of course I mind. We've had a good run for our money. It's been 5 years now. Oh, dear, you look disapproving.
I don't much care for men who cheat on their wives.
It's the 21st century, mate.
Or who eat up young women's lives and prevent them having a family of their own.
Jan's old enough to know her own mind, and the question of children doesn't arise, since she can't have them.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Some gynecological problem. She spared me the details.
Poor Jan.
I do believe you're keen on her yourself.
I told you, I hardly know her.
Getting back to her current whereabouts, I'm at a loss.
Do you know if she's in touch with her family?
She's never talked about them.
In 5 years?
We don't spend our time together sitting around chatting. Well, I suppose she might have gone back to Yorkshire.
Do you know what part she came from?
No. Oh, wait, hang on. There was a snap of her as a kid at some fair. The name of the place was written on the back.
What was it?
No, I can't recall.
Well, try, please. It's important.
I think it was something bridge.
The purple-headed mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the sky. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small,
all things wise and wonderful. The Lord God made them all.
Not bad considering I haven't sung it in over 20 years. Shall we go down by the Beck?
Does Beck mean stream?
Yeah. We can have our picnic there.
Great. Did you know you'd got more northern since we came up here?
Have I? E-by gum. When I first went to London, I deliberately tried to lose my accent. To lose myself, more like.
Does that mean you're finding yourself again, Matt?
Perhaps. Hey, that's a good spot. By the waterfall.
Right. Oh, look at that rock. Shaped like a table.
Must be meant. I'll unpack the lunch things.
Oh, I'm famished. What have we got?
Let's see. Marmite sandwiches, like you wanted. Hard-boiled eggs. Some cheese. And apples, of course. Cox's pippins.
You think of everything.
Oh, well, it's nice to have someone to think of things for.
It's magic, eh?
Yes.
If there was a heaven, it'd be like this.
So you're sure that's OK, Molly? It'll only be for a couple of days.
Of course. I can always get an extra helper if necessary. Mm. Where is it you're going?
The Yorkshire Dales. Dodgy reception up there. I'll ring you when I know where I'm staying.
You're going to look for Jan?
Yes. I'm certain she's gone up there. And if I can find her, then I'm pretty sure I'll find Fizz too.
If so, I hope she'll be all right. I mean, if he did stab that man, there's no saying what state of mind he's in now.
Fizz? Fizz?
Hmm?
Oh, there you are. I heard you moving about. Couldn't you sleep either?
I forgot my pills. Then I came out here. Look at the stars.
Mm. Aren't they amazing?
In London, you don't see any.
I used to have a telescope when I was young. Had Skywatch all night.
Must have been great growing up somewhere like this.
Mm. In some ways.
How could you leave? I'd like to live here forever. Was it because of the baby?
Yes.
He was born here then?
I had to get away after.
How did your parents take it when you told them you were pregnant?
They didn't know, well, not until he was born. I didn't know myself.
Didn't know you were expecting?
Well, not until I went into labour. And even then I didn't realise until... Well, he started coming.
You must have known.
I just thought I'd put him away. I was only just 15. I had led a very protected life. That's an understatement. I didn't know anything about anything. I'd never even been out with a boy, or spoken to one properly. They said I was too young.
Then how... Who was he, the father?
I only met him the once. At a fair at Pateley Bridge. He was working in one of the stalls. He started talking to me and we just... He asked me if I'd go for a walk with him later. And that's when it happened. I never thought we...
You mean he forced
you? No. It wasn't like that. I wanted him to do it. The next day, the fur moved on. I never saw him again. A friend had taken some snaps at the fair. There was one of me with him. I've kept it always.
But it was just a one-night stand.
No, no, no. It was magical. Like all the stars in the sky exploding at once.
So the baby was the result of something meaningful?
Oh, yes.
Then how could you let him go?
I didn't. After he was born, I had a kind of breakdown, I suppose it was. I couldn't remember anything for weeks. I still can't remember everything. Just the shock, the pain, the fear, and then nothing. When I came round,
My mother told me that they'd arrange for the baby to be adopted privately, and that no one knew about it. She said I must never mention what happened ever again.
You mean just block it all out? As if he'd never existed?
Yes. But he exists for me. Still.
Haven Centre, how can I help you?
Hi, Molly, Matt here.
Oh, hello.
Everything all right your end?
Fine.
I just wanted to give you my phone number. I'm staying at a B&B in the Dales. Mm. It's 01632 96099.
Any news?
No, not yet. But I've been making inquiries about Jan's family. I have a few contacts to follow up.
Keep me posted, won't you?
Sure. And Molly, could you have a word with Fizzy's social worker? There's something I need to know.
I am awake.
Breakfast ready?
I don't want any.
That's not like you.
I'm not hungry.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just want to stay in bed.
Are you feeling depressed?
Oh, leave me alone.
Shall I get you pills?
I don't have any. I've run out.
We must try and get some more, then.
I can't without a prescription.
Well, I'll go to the village later, get some tranquilizers at the chemist.
Oh, it'll be a waste of time. Might as well get Smarties.
Well, they'll help, surely. Even if they're not strong
as... You don't understand. I'll freak out soon if I don't have them.
Maybe if I talk to the local doctor.
He'd need my name and everything.
Well, I could pretend they were for me.
You think he'd hand out a prescription just like that?
Well, it depends what they're for. They're not antidepressants, are they? You can tell me.
You might as well know. I'm schizophrenic.
Oh, Fizz.
That's why I couldn't keep a job, why I messed up everything I did. It wasn't diagnosed till recently.
You should have told me before.
It's all right now, so long as I'm on medication.
Then what?
The voices start. Sometimes they tell me to do things. Destructive things. At one place, I wrecked a whole room. And other times, they... tell me to do something weird, like jump off a bridge or under a tube train.
Did they tell you to cut your wrists?
Yeah. I'll have to go back to London, to the hospital where I'm registered.
You can't do that.
I must.
A couple of days ago, you wanted to stay here forever.
That was make-believe, like you said. Let's pretend we're on holiday. Well, I can't pretend anymore.
If you go back, you'll be arrested. You seem to forget you're wanted by the police.
You think I can forget that? Or what I did?
How long does it take? After you've stopped the pills, how long before you...
go crazy?
Well...
it varies. It can be days. It can be weeks.
Listen, Fizz. You're not alone anymore. We'll get through this somehow. Together. It's all right, love. It'll be all right.
Can I help you?
Oh, thanks. I'm looking for some people called Spencer. I believe they used to live around here.
Poor Agnes, you mean, up at the top? Oh, she's long since gone. Oh,
and her husband, do you know if he's still alive?
No. He passed away years back. He was never the same once their daughter left. I forget her name now.
Jan.
Janet, that's it.
Well, it's her I'm trying to contact. I think she may have come back to these parts.
Well, I haven't seen her. Not that I'd recognise her now. Must be over 20 years since she left.
She might have rented somewhere around here?
You'll have to ask at the estate agents. You reckon she's come back to visit her mother, do you? All in good time.
No, sorry, I thought you said her mother was dead.
Oh, not dead. Just gone from here. Though she might as well be dead, poor soul. She's in the nursing home up at Coaldale.
Perhaps I should call in there.
I suppose the matron may be able to help. You won't get much out of Agnes, though. They say she lives in the past now, not the present.
Hi, Fizz. I'm back. What
the wind. Another got blown down the road. I've stopped at my groceries, bought a leg of lamb. Thought we could have a roast for a treat. Fizz? Fizz? Fizz?
No.
I guess you'd be up here.
Didn't you find my note?
Yes,
I said not to look for me.
Do you think I'd let you do it?
I have to. It's the only way.
No. It's the voices talking. You mustn't listen.
It isn't. This is my own decision.
Please, come away from the edge.
You were right. I can't go back to London. I'd be arrested, shut away, and I can't risk staying here with you.
I told you, we'll fight it together.
You really don't understand, do you? Once I start to freak out, nothing will stop me. They might tell me to harm you, and I'll do it without realising.
I don't care. I will take that risk.
Well, I do care.
Stay with me, please.
I can't.
Yes, you can. I'll look after you. I'll help you get through it.
Why should you think you can help me when no one else can?
For one very good reason. I'm your mother. The first moment I saw you, I knew it. You look so like him. Wait till I show you the photo. And it's not just that. Everything else tells me you're my son.
You're crazy.
No. All the time we spent together, I felt more and more certain.
Look, Jan, you're not my mother.
I am. I'm certain of it.
You can't possibly be.
Why not? Listen,
please. No, you listen to me. All those questions you asked, but you never asked the most important one, did you?
What's that?
My mother's nationality. I'm of mixed race. My mother was black.
Oh.
So you see, I can't be your son. You don't have to protect me anymore. You don't have to work off your guilt by mothering me.
No, stop!
Let me go!
No, Fizz, please!
All I want is to be free!
Ah! Ah! Oh, Jesus. Please help me. Don't let him die. Help! Help!
Hello!
Can you help me?
It's okay. I'm coming.
There's been an accident up on the top of... Matt!
Jan, oh, thank God I found you. Is Fizz with you?
He's up on the fell. He threw himself off the edge. He's landed on the rocks below. He's in a bad way.
Right. You better show me where he is, and then I'll ring for help.
Sorry I was so long. I had to talk to the psychiatrist as well as the surgeon.
Is he all right?
He will be. Apart from the broken leg, he's got a crushed elbow and a ruptured spleen, but nothing that won't mend.
But what about his state of mind?
Well, he's suffering from concussion.
You know what I mean. Can they give him some pills?
The psychiatrist ran his doctor in London. They're going to give him an injection. It's the same stuff.
Oh, thank heaven.
I'll have to talk to the police now, Jan. You realise that?
It wasn't his fault what happened. The man was trying to rape him. Fizz stabbed him in self-defence. He didn't mean to kill him. I mean, he wouldn't harm
him. Kill him? Is that what you thought?
Yes. What are you saying?
The guy's not dead, Jan.
What?
His lung was punctured, but he's all right now.
But I saw him. He didn't move.
He must have hit his head as he fell.
But I felt his pulse. And there was blood everywhere.
I expect his arm was slashed in the scuffle.
I told Fizz he was dead. That's why I brought him up here. I thought he'd be arrested for murder.
He'll still be up for GBH, but I doubt the bastard will have much of a case. Molly's done some homework. She's got a friend in the Met. He's already got several convictions for sexual assault on young boys. With any luck, Fizz will get off quite lightly. I'm not sure about you, though. They'll probably try to convict you for impeding the course of justice.
Oh, never mind me.
I didn't chase up here to see you in Holloway for the next 5 years.
How did you know where to find me?
I did some detective work, then I recognised your car in the village earlier.
I don't know how to thank you. You probably saved Fizz's life. Will I be able to see him?
Not for a while. He needs surgery on his spleen and the elbow. Anyway, I think we should concentrate on you for the moment.
The nurse gave me something for shock. I'm okay now.
Are you? I think we should talk, Jan.
What about?
I've been to see your mother. Shall we go outside?
You know, then, about the baby?
Yes, she told me.
I thought Fizz was my son. But he isn't.
No.
If only I knew what had happened to him. If I could stop the nightmares.
What happens in the nightmares, Jan?
I relive it all. I'm in the bath, suddenly I get these pains. And then pushing feelings, and all the time I'm screaming as the pains get worse, and yet it's wonderful. Because I realise now that I'm having a baby, and then my mother starts hammering on the door, and I'm afraid of what she'll say, and after that, I don't know. The next few weeks are blank. When I started to remember, my mother told me that he'd been taken away for adoption. And I was to forget that it ever happened.
Oh, Jan.
I only want to know that he's happy somewhere. Not like Fizz.
Jan, there's something I must tell you. Your mother's been torturing herself all these years, too. You see, it wasn't the truth, what she told you. Your baby wasn't adopted.
He died, didn't he?
Yes. She said he only survived a few minutes.
I never even held him. How could she? How could she lie to me like that?
She thought that she was doing it for the best.
The best? Anything would have been better than letting me live like that all these years. With no past, with no future. Nothing but a gaping hole.
I know how it must seem to you, but your parents didn't think you could bear the truth.
You mean they couldn't? They weren't thinking of me. They were thinking of the disgrace it would bring if the congregation found out that their precious daughter had a bastard child. Even if he was dead. They didn't even call the doctor. It was only later, in London, that I found out that I'd never be able to have another baby.
Oh, Jan.
I'm sorry.
No, 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 no. Come on, let it all out. Come on.
What happened to his body? They could hardly call the minister.
She and your father buried him in a special place. She said she used to go back and leave flowers for him until she had the stroke.
I want to go there.
Yeah, all right. Tomorrow.
Now!
Must be near here. She said it was close to a waterfall.
I think I know where it is. Do you see that rock shaped like a table?
Yeah.
It's down there somewhere.
How do you know?
I was here with Fizz. This is the place. I'm sure. Where is he buried?
By a lone tree, she said.
That must be it.
She told me she put some stones there. A little cairn to mark the spot.
Yes. It's here.
He couldn't be resting in a more beautiful place.
Or be more loved. At least she did that for him.
Thank you, nurse. I'll only stay with him a few minutes. Hello, Fizz.
I didn't think you'd come.
Of course I've come. I've brought you back your golden treasury.
I left it for you. I said in my note I wanted you to keep it.
But you're still with us, aren't you? So you better hang on to it.
Thanks.
How are you feeling?
Like a trussed hen.
You look a bit like one. Fizz, Matt's told you, hasn't he, about the man not being dead?
Yeah. So much for your medical knowledge. he told me about your baby, too. I'm sorry.
He's buried near our picnic place, by the waterfall.
That day was the best day of my life.
Yes. I'm glad he's there.
I'll have to go back to London as soon as I'm fit to travel.
Yes. But later on, when it's all over, there's no reason why you shouldn't come back here.
You mean to stay?
Yes. Matt and I have talked about it, and he thinks he could find you some work locally and somewhere to live. And I'd come up and see you.
Would you?
Of course. I'll always be there for you, Fizz. I promise.
I can think about the future now. The first time ever.
It's time I did the same. I better say goodbye now. You must rest. Besides, I have another visit to make before I leave. I'm going to see my mother.
After all she did?
But I must. I can't have a future until I've dealt with the past.
In Backtrack by Jill Higham, the part of Jan was played by Maxine Peake and Fizz by Joseph Kloska. Matt, Mark Straker. Molly, Marcella Reardon. Alec, Andrew Woodall. Nancy, Rachel Atkins. Mr. Sykes, Sam Dale. And the neighbour in Yorkshire, Christine Kavanagh. The play was directed by Jane Morgan.
And tomorrow at the same time, marking the 100th anniversary of the birth of Arthur Lowe, we've Press Cuttings by George Bernard Shaw, which was written in 1909 and which pokes fun at the suffragettes' Votes for Women campaign. Arthur Lowe is drafted in to play General Michener, who applies military tactics to keep the wayward ladies in order. Press Cuttings tomorrow at the same time.
Over on BBC Radio 4, June Whitfield stars as one of Agatha Christie's most popular sleuths.
Miss Marple is an ordinary person, but she's also an extraordinary person because she has a talent for solving mysteries. And it's that that keeps her going, really.
It may have been about the money, or it may have been an old-fashioned crime of passion.
She has always a slight conflict with Inspector Slack, who thinks he's solved the problem, and then she is inclined to come and say that he hasn't and gives her version, which unfortunately, or fortunately, is always right.
Inspector Slack said he's not taking any further action until he's spoken to Miss Marple.
Miss Marple's a lot brighter than I am. I don't think I could ever solve a mystery of any kind.
Miss Marple's Final Cases, starring June Whitfield, is now available on the Radio 4 website.
Thank goodness for old women, eh?
This week on BBC Radio 4 Extra, Damian Lewis reads Baroness Ortsey's classic adventure novel, The Scarlet Pimpernel. It tells a tale of romance and heroism as the eponymous secret swordsman rescues innocent victims from certain death under the French Revolution's Reign of Terror.
Suddenly, a captain of the guard appeared. "A cart!" he shouted breathlessly even before he had reached